Hey everyone, it is our final interview of the week. CPPCon is ending in about 90 minutes from now, and I am here with Bryce. I think Bryce can probably introduce himself better than I can, so please let our audience know.
So hi, I'm Bryce Adelstein-Lalbach. I am a speaker and one of the conference organizers. I'm outside of the conference an undergraduate student at Louisiana State University studying mathematics.
Very cool. Do you have any interaction with, I believe, Hartmut Kaiser?
Yes, so Hartmut Kaiser at LSU, who's the program chair for this conference, is my boss. And I've been working with him for about 4 years. We work together on a runtime framework called HPX, which is a system for doing asynchrony and parallelism on supercomputers with C++.
Is that what you talked about at the conference by any chance?
So I talked about some topics that were sort of adjacent to that. So I work on the runtime system. I helped develop the threading layer, and I talked about sort of some interface questions. I talked about functional programming and how it shows up in C++, and it's very related to the C++ 11 concurrency libraries interfaces, specifically the STD futures and STD async. And in my second talk, I talked about two libraries, Boost ASIO and Boost Serialization, and how we combine them to create a framework for object transmission for things like remote procedure calls on these big distributed systems. Cool. So neither of them were directly about my work, but they were sort of adjacent to the sort of stuff I work on.
So how long have you been, I guess, doing C++? I assume before you went to college?
So, no, I actually, while I was in college the first time, I became interested in programming and decided that was more interesting than college. So I went and I became a freelancer for a while and just doing some contract work. And then I was working on Boost. And I knew Hartmut, and we were talking on IRC, and I just said, hey, I'm looking for a job. And he's like, why don't you come down to LSU? And I bought a one-way plane ticket and flew down there.
Very cool.
And I started working for him, and that's things just sort of grew from there.
Cool. So as one of the conference organizers, how long have you been, how long was the process of the organization from its inception?
So for me, it really started with the second C++ Now, C++ Now 2012. I've been an organizer for that conference as well. And John had come to the planning session and he had basically said, hey, let's grow this conference. And that talk eventually led to the formation of the, let's not grow C++ Now, but let's create a new talk. And from the beginning, I was kind of on board with this idea that we should have a bigger conference for C++. Mm-hmm. And I got involved with John very early on. And I've played a number of roles. I have done some marketing stuff. I've helped out as sort of speaker liaison stuff. And John and I worked together to develop the tooling for the conference. So the conference actually requires a lot of software to run. We have to have databases to manage information about all the talks, all the speakers, all the attendees. So I help out with that sort of stuff, with making the schedule. I end up doing a lot of different things, but just sort of anything that I can do to make John's life easier.
Awesome. So with a little less than probably 75 minutes of the conference left, how do you think it's gone?
I think we've had a really successful conference. You know, a couple months ago in June and July, John and I were trading phone calls, and we were worried about whether we were going to get 300 registrations. Mm-hmm. Because this is the first year of the conference, people don't know the brand. With C++ Now, it had been BoostCon. People knew the brand. Here, the brand wasn't known yet. Mm-hmm. And we have 600 people here, which is above what we had aimed for, which was 500. Mm-hmm. And that really speaks to, I think, the demand in the community for this type of conference. And, you know, this conference and C++ Now and meeting C++, I think, are only going to continue to grow. Hmm. And we've had a very successful first year. And, you know, we couldn't have done it without the attendees.
Definitely.
And I want to thank everybody who's shown up here and you and all the volunteers. This is not something that just a couple people put together. The conference is a group effort.
Hopefully next year it'll be at least as good and hopefully see more people as well. So I have to ask, as a volunteer, whenever I was registering people, and we noted that there were students who were, say, we were told to tell them to go find Bryce. So what did you do with them?
So that's one of my roles is as the student coordinator. So for C++ Now, I sort of got started as a conference organizer is running their student program. And so I sort of play that similar role here because I am a student myself. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of act as an advocate and a liaison for the students, both to try to get them in contact with speakers they may be interested in talking with, to get them in contact with people that maybe if they're looking for internships or just anything that we can do to help advance their careers and to help get them more involved in the community and to try to ensure that you know, 10 years from now, there's still a CPP con because the people who are students today will be the attendees 10 years.
Definitely.
From now. So yeah. I'm playing the long game.
Yeah, attendees and perhaps even running the conference like you are. Very cool. Well, thank you for doing that. You know, it's hopefully the students can appreciate just having someone to look out for them and come back future years and bring along their friends. Well, Bryce, thank you so much for coming by and for speaking to us, for speaking at the conference. I'm glad to hear it's gone well. So thank you for that.
Thanks.